I want to work out a pasukim pshat, pasuk pshat. Then I want to speak about the pasukim. There's a lot to learn from this pasukim. But I want to. I think my whole life I learned according to Rashi. Other Rishonim learn like. I think I learned Rosh Hashanah a simple pasuk in Chumash. I'm pretty big. There's decent implications here. So I want to try to look at a few things in pshat in this pasuk. Some that I know, one point b'frat that I'm not sure. Let me run it by the olam. It's Perek Chaf Beis, pasuk Chaf Aleph, and it says as follows: Kol almana v'yasim le'sa'anan. Don't pain an almana v'yasim. And pasuk Chaf Beis, I'm honest. Now the pasuk Chaf Beis is a tricky pasuk to read. It's machlokes Rashi and Ramban how to read pasuk Chaf Beis. So we'll go through the machlokes of Shainim. Then it says as follows: So don't pain any almana. Now I'll read the pasuk, then I'll say Rashi's pshat and Ramban's pshat. Im ana sana oisai, if you pain them, ki im tzak yitzak elai, because if they call out, shemaya esh matzakase, I'll listen to their scream. Very difficult pasuk. The Kanaan doesn't read. So Rashi says that the pasuk it's as if a father says to his son, if you do that, then he doesn't say what's going to happen. He means that. If you dare, that's how Rashi learns. So Rashi learns, if anasana say, if you pay him, oy vavoy, doesn't say anything. It means that. Why is it so shmer? Kim yitzak tzaki like, because if you know, if he calls out to me, shemay yesh matzakai, I listen to his screams. So don't start up with Alman and Yisraim. I listen to their screams. So that's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns is a dot. It's a fascinating apostle does that. Hashem doesn't want to say a lot. Usually it's worse, Rabbi say. When you don't say this and what the punishment is, the biggest fear is the fear of the unknown. So you don't say what the punishment is. I told Dalem Raiper, this isn't a Raiper. There was once a fellow who came to Raiper. He was afraid to get an aliyah. He was afraid. He was a whole mice. He went to psychologist, a very wealthy fellow. His son's bar mitzvah, all his life, he never got an aliyah. He was stage fright. It was his son's bar mitzvah, and some of the gabayim told him he was going to get an aliyah, and he felt embarrassed. Not that everybody gets an aliyah. Here was like he was going to be stuck. He was trapped. So he came to Raiper. So Raiper told him, he'd gone to psychologist, nothing worked. So Raiper told him, I want the following exercise. And Raiper told him that picture the following scene in your mind. Every day, till the aliyah, I want you to picture the following thing. You got up there, and picture that you started saying Baruch Hu with the perfect Reish, Baruch Hu Hashem, exact perfect. And you go well, Baruch Ata Hashem. Then you say Asher Yotzer Aslam Chochma, Uvari Voy Nikovin. Then you realize you're saying Asher Yotzer, and the shul is rolling. It's rolling, and you're turning red, blue, and green, and everybody's laughing. The place is on the floor. He said, look in front and watch me. I'm mamish lying down. I can't sit up straight. The place is rolling. You're red, green, blue, and yellow. And I said, I want you to picture that from now until the bar mitzvah. And the fellow told Raiper, he ended up, he did the bracha perfectly. What was Raiper? What was the uptight? That usually people are afraid of the unknown. It's the fear of, I don't know what's going to be. He said, picture the worst case scenario. Picture it every day. It's no unknown. You can manage anything, which is not the unknown. If you just tell me what it is. So I'll tell you what's going to happen. And it's not a bad case scenario. Just picture this. This is what's going to happen. And the guy managed fine. He got up and said, he did Aliyah. He said, it was nothing for him. Every day, he visualized that Asher Yatzar. That beautiful Asher Yatzar, the shul laughing. And the guy got up there like nothing. So here the pasuk b'dafka, the pasuk, sometimes it's worse, it doesn't tell you what's going to happen. So Rashi learns, Im ana sana yisay, if you start up, alman v'yasayim, dot. If you start up, and then the voice trails off. Why is it so chamer that I'm leaving it so open-ended that it's really serious, very severe? It's so chamer, kim tzak yitzak elai. You know why? Because if they talk a call out to me, shemay yash matzakas, I listen to their complaints. I know a teacher, I know a lady who's a very chashu, she's a duas, a very chashu teacher. She tells the kids in the class, she tells them, if you do that, I'm going to convigulate you. She makes up words. The little kids, What does that mean? They're scared. The unknown is very scary for people. So she, teacher, very chashuv teacher, she makes up word that she's going to do to the kids, and the kid's very scared. Don't tell the kids, I'm not talking about your teacher, not because lashon hara, because you'll tell the kids. It won't work anymore. And they're very scared. So she makes up, if it's a decently long word, the kid hears, I'm going to be conflagrated. The kid's walking around. You know? So they said over the parent thinks they messed up the word, or the parent's embarrassed, they don't know what it means. They said, just don't do whatever the teacher said. The kid's scared. So kids, that's good possible. That's how Rashi learns. The Ramban argues, the Ramban says, not pshat in the pasuk. The Ramban reads the pasuk as follows. Im anasana isai, if you pain him, he is very lavdafki. The Ramban says, the way to read the pasuk, it's not lavdafki, the Ramban reads the pasuk. Im sana tana isai, if you pain the alman of yasaim, ki im yitzak tzati lai shamay eshmat tapasai. If you pain him, you should just know I'm going to listen to what he calls out. That's what Ramban learned the pasuk. It doesn't mean if you pain him, that. It means if you pain him, I'm going to listen to him. So be careful, don't pain him. If you pain him, I'm going to listen. What does it mean? I'll listen to him, I'll get you back. According to Ramban, it's not the that. It's if you pain him, you should just know before, and I'm going to listen to his complaints against you. And I'm going to stop you from painting him. That's what Ramban learns. Now, Rashi says, the next pasuk says, the punishment is, chas v'shalom, the person gets killed. Arag v'yeschem b'chariv. The Rashi says as follows: Kol mana v'yasim loisanim. Zok Rashi, almana and yasim is lav dafka. Zok Rashi, who adim l'chol adam? Every person's that way. Dibra akasu b'hayve. It says, don't pay an almana v'yasim. Because that's the normal thing. Lefishem teshushay koyach, they're very weak. The dover matzah la'naisim, it's common to pain them. It means anybody. Don't pain anybody. Why did it say among the awesome? Dibra akasu b'hayve. It speaks the most common case. So I have this year with me, Rashi, is the next pasuk. It says, don't pain them, and Rashi says, it's lav dafka. It's just dibra akasu b'hayve. Zot, the next pasuk, if you pain him, you should know I'm going to listen when he calls out. So according to Rashi, it's not going on almana and yasim. If it is going on almana and yasim, so why did Rashi say dibra akasu b'hayve? It's not lav dafka. Rashi's bothered by you. Why did it say, don't pain almana and yasim, don't pain anybody? The answer should be, right, you shouldn't pain anybody. Because the next pasuk is only true in Amman of Yassim. The Archaim Taka learns, the Archaim HaKadosh learns, Kol Amman of Yassim Lysanim, don't pain anybody. So why they say Amman of Yassim? It's true on anybody. Because Zok the Archaim makes a deal. Im Anasan, what's Oisai? Him. It's going on the last pasuk. Don't pain, and I'm going to be honest. I'm on a sign. If you do pain, so I'll listen to their tefillas. Why does it say Isai again? It's an extra word Isai. So the Archaim HaKadosh learns, don't pain, I'm on the yasim. But you shouldn't pain anybody. But if you pain him, I'm on the yasim. If you pain him, the ones in the last pasuk, then I'm going to listen. Then it's much more dangerous than paining anybody. Now, the Fidah Archaim HaKadosh, if I ask you why the pasuk say Amman v'yasim l'sanon, the answer is because for the next pasuk, you're right, you shouldn't pain anybody, but the next pasuk that I'm going to listen is only true on Amman v'yasim. Well, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi's Baal Be'er Kasha. Why did it say Amman v'yasim? So Rashi, Dibra Kosu Behoiveh. And it's Hagalav Davka. So it's Vais Taisim Rashi. If I'm right, if somebody is, I don't know. What it looks like to me is that the simple Parshat Shad of Rashi is saying, don't pain anybody. Because anybody who calls out, I'll listen to. If somebody B'tzar calls out to Hashem, there's big implications to what the Pasuk is saying. If somebody calls out B'tzar, Hashem listens to people's B'tzar. Don't do that, Amar B'yasim. If it had to do that, Amar B'yasim, Rashi wouldn't have learned that Lav Dafka. He wouldn't have said, Divak HaSabayim, he would have said, because the next Pasuk is on Amar B'yasim. L'chayra, what's clear, L'chayra, is that Rashi learned that anybody who calls out, if a person calls out B'tzar, Hashem listens to them. That's what it looks like. That's the only way I can understand Lefi Rashi, these Pesukim, and it comes out a big Zach. That every single Yid, if he's B'tzar, Hashem listens to the Tzaras of Yid. And it's important not to pain any Yid, because Chas Hashem will call out again, see when he's B'tzar. First of all, the implication, Hashem listens to the Tzar of every Yid. Every period. It's not just among the few Rashi. It's not going among the. It's the many pesukim that Hashem's davi yisaimim and close talmanis. There are many pesukim like that. We say in Lucas, Hashem's ma'oded almanis yisaim ya'oded. Hashem holds them up, gives them chizuk. So there's no question. It's true of few Rashi. It's not pshat in these pesukim. And these from the implication of Rashi is any yid b'tzar. It's a big implication. For yid b'tzar calls out Hashem. Hashem listens. It's very serious implications. And Hashem listens. Somebody calls out b'tzar. And yeah, that's what Rashi. The Ramban Chlora says not like Rashi. The Ramban says when it says if he calls out, I listen. The Ramban quotes a series of psukim that Hashem listens to Almanas and Yisaimim. He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei: don't steal from a dal because he's poor. Don't take advantage of him. Valtitka ani. Don't push around an ani. Ki Hashem yorev rivim. Hashem fights the battles of aniim. He quotes another pasuk. He quotes pasuk after pasuk that Hashem's their goyel. Hashem is their goyel karev. He's karev yosim mikolodim. He's much closer to them. The Ramban quotes a series of psukim that it means to be Hashem listens to Amaris and Yisaimim. Yeah. Why Rashi didn't learn that way, I have no idea. I don't know pshat. This is what I told him I'm stuck on. Why wouldn't Rashi? Rashi knew all these psukim also. Why would Rashi learn labdafka? It is a mechelta, but again, Rashi would have to go with that mechelta. Rashi's quoting a mechelta. Why does Rashi learn a pshat like that mechelta? I don't know. There are many psukim that Hashem listens specially to Amar and the Yassim. So why doesn't he learn simply that it said, don't pin Amar and the Yassim because the next pasuk? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know why Rashi didn't learn that way, but Rashi clearly didn't learn that way. Lefid Ramban, the pasuk saying, don't pain anybody, but now Manav Yasim Befrat, because he should know that Hashem is very close to them. I tell my wife this, and many times you meet somebody, and you feel all bad, people feel all badly for the guy, that he has a tough family, matzim, and he's maybe a shtickle, what you tzlach, you know, he has difficulties in life. It looks like, I always feel he's Hashem's child. When it looks like the cards are all stacked against the person, you have to know that all these pasuk, the Ramban quotes, the Ramban learns the pasuk shot in the pasuk, that this is God's child. Don't miss. Feel be very staggered. People have to know this. Besides that, you see a bucket, a lot of people take advantage, and it looks like a shtickle. Never, he's a tough matz. It looks like in life his matz. He's putting a broken mishpacha. There's a lot of tsaris and a lot of unhealthiness and a lot of. He's in an abusive matz. Whatever the matz, Rachman Litzlan, the shriach in our days. Be careful with such a guy. Be careful with such a guy. You have to know that if Hashem put him, then Hashem says, I'm close to this guy. This guy, you know, who his tat is. Everybody, Hashem's all our fathers. Avinu Malkeinu. But more than anybody else, let's rush straight to the Ramban in this psukim, and this pasuk, and Rashi, the other psukim, with that wissen good that he's the Rebbeinu Shlom's child. Be careful. Stand. Be very careful. In my house, I try to be mechazik myself, I try to be mechazik my together, we try to be mechazik in this area, he's the Rebbeinu Shlom's child. Don't mess. Be careful. More than anybody else, more than other people, that you see as a bechina more, you see, you should feel bad for the guy, but you should know he has the best, he has maybe a better match than anybody else. In that sense, he has a relationship to Rebbeinu Shlom more than other people. We all, it's hard to fathom, we all have a close relationship to Rebbeinu Shlom, but his is more. To a bigger bechina of Av, Hashem is closer to that person than anybody else, and be very nizif, be very careful. Be very careful with such people, not to pain them, to take good care of such a person. Mistama, if somebody takes care of your child, you feel a lot of akar satayiv. Rabbi Shadon can testify it. If somebody takes care of your kid, you have a tremendous akar satayiv. The marriage to be made, you have a tremendous akar satayiv. That's the hergish. Stama also, somebody takes care of such children, Hashem is a tremendous akar satayiv. If it's more of a ben to Hashem, if it's a closer relationship, there's a tremendous hakar satayv there. It's a tremendous hakar satayv that Hashem has. You took care of my kid. I mean, I've listened good about somebody in a matziv, in a shvera matziv, in a shvera family. I've listened good this possible with the Ramban. If you actually the other psukim like that, what's that loch l'maisa of all this? Vajra, the Ikra is, how do you work on this? Just action, so why speak about it? I want to tell you why I speak about it. Why talk about it? What's that local maisa? It's a guy to be down. If he has thoughts, we all have thoughts. Don't be down. It doesn't mean it should happen. Vajra, the goal is to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. Do what you're doing right. And there is Hashem with time. It takes time and avoda. The local maisa is as follows. There are things that absolutely destroy the etzem. What's wrong with Gaish Nizah? What's wrong with listening to a goyish bad words music? Somewhat, I won't do any actions wrong. Exactly what the Torah and mitzvahs are trying to accomplish. The Torah and mitzvahs work on the etzem adam. Torah more than anything in the world, by the way. Torah gives a tremendous kedusha and adinus hanefesh to the etzem adam. To the mahus of the person becomes great from Torah. That's what mahus does. Torah goes right to that essence of the man and makes him special. Goyish music, l'mashal, this is not propaganda, it's pashut the way it is. Goyish music with disgusting words hits the etzem. Exactly what you, there's no, you say, what on earth did I do? You know what you did? You took all the point of Torah and mitzvahs and you're destroying what they're trying to do to you. What Torah and mitzvahs are trying to do to you is make your essence special. Make you have an elevated essence. And that's what you, that's you. That's you who's going to be around when they talk and talk him. It's you. What Goyish music with its nivola does, what TV does, what movies do, is they hit at the core of the person. They make him coarse and disgusting and meos. That's exactly what it does. It hurts the etzem. That's what Pruskite does. Pruskite hurts the etzem. So Nibble Peg does all these things. They hurt the Etzem. The Etzem Adam, which all our Torah and mitzvahs are mitzarif asabriyas. Hashem wants to be mitzarif asabriyas. The Ramban says, it says, whoever says that Hashem says the law of Shluach HaKan, as Rachmanas on animals, it says terrible things about that person. The Mishnah Brachas. The Ramban and Chumash learns that it's not for the Rachmanas and the animals, Shluach HaKan. It's for your Etzem. All mitzvah meant for your Etzem, for this point. The mitzvahs and Torah are meant to make you a special essence. You, nothing fancy, special you. To make you elevated, you full of adinos, you full of specialness. Off the elevated person. And Rahman al-Islam, these other things chip, hurt the essence. You're fighting your Torah, you're fighting your own Torah. You're fighting the Torah mitzvah that you do with listening to this junk. You're putting in, you're hammering away at you. You are listening. Could you, Rahman al-Islam, Rasul Lovely, 120, the guy's, Rahman al-Islam is standing in front of Hashem, he's singing sick words. Rahman al-Islam, the you is being impacted. So that's the halacha l'maaseh. The halacha l'maaseh of this is to be smart, is to stay away from things that hurt the etzem. To stay away from things that very much damage the etzem. That's halacha l'maaseh. And the tzara toy, that's the surah meira. Now say time, just keep doing mitzvah l'maaseh, don't have chalishos. The etzahara will try to get you. He'll try to say, you heard a shmooze. The chaos will tell us to the chayim, it'll tell us to all of us. You heard a shmooze about the etzem, so who are you? Look at you. You think you're doing maaseh and baloney. The Meisim themselves will help the Etzem. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. The Avar is, the past is the past. It's Ashkacha. Past is Ashkacha already. It's in the past. I heard the Volba say, whatever is in the past, Ashkacha. Mikam la'abod, do Meisim Tovim, do Mitzvahs. Do Chesed. All these things are tremendously good for the Etzem. Chesed. Chesed. That's one Halacha L'maaseh. The second Halacha L'maaseh is as follows. Second halacha l'maaseh as follows. The person is doing a chesed. Let's say, let me give a classic case. A simple case. You're having guests Shabbos day. You're having guests. You're having $5 from Shabbos day. It's a Friday night. You're setting up your table. You're setting up your table. You're having 5 guests the next day. So you can set it up like that. What do the mitzvah full of simcha? Full of joy. I'm doing a mitzvah Hashem. You're doing a certain simcha. The simcha and the hergeshim, it changes the mitzvah a thousandfold. He says the Aruch HaTzaddikim in Shara Simcha says shlosh. It's not my expression. He says a mitzvah done b'simcha is a thousand times greater than not b'simcha. And I want to explain to you what's the pshat. This Rabbi says the truth. We're about to come to Adam. Shinilas Adam Arim B'Simcha. Let me tell you what Simcha does. If the ultimate goal of all our Maisim is that it should be to affect our Etzem, the thing which knocks it into the Etzem is Hargeshim, Simcha. Simcha means B'Lei Shalim. I'm doing the Maisim with a cancer heart. Tugas
light the Ner Chanukah. One guy has a very good sonistic action. It will impact his soul very, very little. Kifi the simcha and the lave and the oomph and the maisa, that's how much it smacks your soul. That's how much your essence is impacted. If you learn, you can learn. It impacts the Torah more than any Talmud Torah and Kulam. Kineged Kulam, it impacts the neshama equal to all mitzvahs. Look at the Nefesh HaKayim writes what Torah does to your neshama. It's mahapech the neshama l'yami. Torah is done with the shemak. It's iyasha l'tzayim. Now, I can't picture, you can't picture. It's beyond our comprehension. With the lave is there, when the lave is done, so the set of prayer, do it a simcha, sing a song, put it out with a hergish, with a feeling. The Yetzirah gets us that the most important things we do in life, the very most important things we do in life, he gets us groaning. Why? He did it anyway. He gets you groaning so it won't affect the essence. So you get the most important things you do in life, the hardest, the most important things you do in life. If you lend your car, this is the Yetzirah. I meet him all the time, I'll tell you that. My lender doesn't know that. I'll tell you. We're very known. The Yetzirah, if you lend your car out, when he gets you, then you walk to your shit again. Your car is left out. He gets you to groan on the way. He gets you thinking all crazy thoughts. So the Maisach Hesed doesn't smack your soul. If the Pasuk says Kiyuksusa, we say give to the Ani, there are two ways. You can give a simple Maisach, or you can feel for the guy, what's the chiluk? It's kiflet to firing, because if you add that hergish, then it changes the essence, which is the purpose of mitzvahs. Ratzak l'shvok mizaka yisif yisroel. To be mizaka something, one of the types of mizaka is to purify something. To be ratzak l'shvok, he wants to purify us. He wants to be mizaka. He wants to make us pure, our essence, to get us Torah and mitzvahs. And the biggest thing is to do it for simcha. We should never have the mar simcha. It's not a cute thing, simcha. Simcha, the joy is that vehicle. The joy is a sledgehammer. The mitzvah with joy, the mitzvah alone is good. The mitzvah with joy is the sledgehammer, which brings it right to the nefesh, to the neshama. It makes that, it gets your whole ma'os, you feel it, the mitzvah is you. It changes you. And all about you do it, you walk to Shiva, do a little week or two Shiva, if you lend your car. And I find that all the times, the biggest action we do, the Yetzirah gets us to grow. The pleasure is the best thing for you. I find, this is, I don't know about you guys, on my own life, the best things you do, you grow. The best things you do, on the small side, the best things you do, you're only groaning. Oh, it's not shver. You should do it for simcha. Don't just do it for simcha. This month is about simcha, because that's the vehicle. It's kif like you're flying, you're mitzvahs. He says a thousand folds. Is that his last name, Rav Shimon? He says a thousand times, or thousands? A thousand. He says a thousand times more. Let us work it out there, not just have, simcha's good. Simcha's gevaldig. But not just have a general thing is gevaldig also, but let's work on simcha shel mitzvah. This avoid of doing a mitzvah, the simcha, with a full heart. I can't say, but the lay shalom. Do all our mitzvahs, the lay shalom, all our mitzvahs, to learn Torah, the lay shalom. Yes, I want to run around, it's not so easy to sit down. Good. The lay shalom, let's go, come on. The lay shalom, Torah. Let us do our mitzvahs, the full, God's lay is what we're doing. With a full lay, to be in it, to be part of it. I always admire Hasidim. Sometimes I like picturing it. I always admire when they do a mitzvah. I once said it as an exaggeration, and a bachur told me there's a certain rebbe that has such a process. Avi Brickman told me. I'm very close to Avi Brickman. He told me which rebbe. I don't know. Maybe somebody here can help me. I told him I picture Chassidim like the rebbe is going to light it. I'll tell you the case I gave. The rebbe, this I know is this. The rebbe is lighting the mirror. So you have a thousand Chassidim watching, swaying. The Rebbe lights the mitzvah. A mitzvah Hashem! It's done with such a wave that I always admire the Chassidim of this. So the mitzvah Hashem, it takes the whole mitzvah. Ooh, Chassidim, watch. He's taking a candle and he's putting mitzvah Hashem! With a full cancer wave, with a full heart. Now, I'm trying to picture in your mind, you're lighting the mirrors. Picture stadiums full of people cheering. Picture stadiums cheering. There's a big mitzvah going on. Sivu Hashem. I told Avi Britton, I said it in the shmooze, and Ephraim will remember. I said 2 years ago to Aurelim. 2 years ago, Tati. 2 years ago. So I said to Aurelim, not last, the year before, when I said in the soda room, speaking, so I said, I would picture a Rebbe, his mother asked him for drinking water. So I picture all chassidim, all 10,000, 20,000 chassidim. Who's the glass? Watch. This is Hashem! Walk the glass shake. He's tracking. He walks in the letters of Hashem's name. He walks as with the glass. That's my picture. Mrs. Hashem! Machem is the way shown with a full gangster wave. So he told me there's one Rebbe who every Friday night, the minute I think Friday night, I don't remember when, I think Friday night, probably 2 years ago, that all the season watch and he goes and he kisses his mother's hand. I was the Meister to Rebbe Zmanazer. Who is this? Avi Bigman told me, all the chassidim watch is the Friday night minute. I was mamish mechavim. Baruch Shem Kivanti. All you say, good baruch Shem Kivanti. It's a good feeling. To do mitzvah relation, that's the second afternoon of this truth. If the purpose of mitzvahs is not to get sad about our essence, but if the purpose is Torah mitzvahs, to affect our essence, let us do Torah mitzvahs to the full heart, the ganze hearts. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rachmano liba bai. Hashem wants our insides, our mind and hearts. He wants our essence. So how do we do it? Do mitzvah simcha. Let us work this adar to do, and I avoid that it's adar, exciting, current. Let's work the frat on this ending. This adar, let us be the chazik to do mitzvah, the cancer wave, with the full regish, the full hergish, with all the chassidim dancing freilach, with all the chassidim dancing and singing, with all the chassidim swaying. Let us do all our mitzvahs. Picture all the chassidim, all the malachim, more than all the chassidim watching you. There are loads of malachim with their wings swaying in the wind. That is the place, the winds, there are loads of malachim sitting there, watching you, cheering you on. Picture this. That's every mitzvah. Do the lay shalom, the leaven of the simcha of your hearts, and all those things that you should start growing. If you're growing right away, you're going to do the big mitzvah. If you're growing right away quickly, by the way, if you ever feel yourself growing about something, I must be doing a big mitzvah. Quickly, what are you doing? Stop a second, and then smile, and dance, and feel all the chassidim dancing. Good chance.